Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bonju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of last night's event. The Film Minnesotan Association had their 70th induction anniversary at the Airport Hilton in Bloomington, Minnesota, along with some community announcements, a plethora of news, along with some music. As I mentioned earlier, the Film Minnesotan Association, otherwise known as FMA, had their 70th annual induction ball / 70th anniversary. It was a very well-attended event that took place last night. You had many presidents from many different eras of FMA in attendance. You had the Balcos family, with both Mr. and Mrs. Balcos, who have served as presidents of the association, who are in their mid-80s, I believe, in attendance. Many of the past presidents were recognized by the association. It was also great to see that there was a lot of families of different generations of FMA that were in attendance, giving acknowledgement to how much the association has meant to the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota. The FMA is also, as part of their organization, has the Film Minnesota Seniors Association, as well as the Film Minnesota Youth Organization, otherwise known as FMYO, as two other programs within their association that has helped to enhance the viability of the Filipinos of different ages here, giving them platforms to be with fellow Filipinos of their age ranges. I know the FMYO has been synonymous in creating a forum where many young Filipinos who might not necessarily have grown up in the various Philippine organizations such as FMA, an opportunity to learn about their culture. And I think it's also, in regards to the FMA seniors, it's been a great outlet for the seniors to still be active in the community, whether having their various events through the year. They go to an annual, I think, a dinner theater event. They have an annual Christmas party. And FMA was started by some students right across the way here from KFAI at the University of Minnesota back in the early 50s, 1952. So the FMA and the Philippine Student Association, or what became the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, have a long history together. And a lot of the leaders of various organizations also have been involved in the FMA. It's almost hard to quantify how big of a difference FMA has had in the community on so many different levels. You've had people who are involved in the theater community that have gone some of the early starts in theatrical productions that FMA has done through the course of their history. So congratulations to the Film Minnesotan Association on celebrating their 70th anniversary last night in Bloomington. But in regards to some community announcements, one of which is from the FMA, on Saturday, November 19th, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., they'll be having a bicultural seminar, Can I Tell You How I Feel, at the Kauffman Memorial Union. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Jovi Larson at 763-647-0510. If you feel more comfortable doing so, you can also do it via email at fmafilminn@gmail.com. I know there's a dramatic presentation at the beginning of the event. There will be some food served, I believe, during a lunch break. But there are 3 workshops. You're able to attend 2 workshops during the course of the day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Those dealing with the plight of our seniors and the things that they have to deal with as they get older in age, and some of the things that potentially they have to deal with in regards to their finances as well. The role of bullying. And the other workshop has to do with identity as a Filipino in this day of age. And in regards to another event on that same evening, a former guest of the Filipino American National News, Frank Ananosa, will be having the first of 2 performances taking place. This will be on Saturday, November the 19th as well, from 5 to 7 p.m. He will be performing classic and new jazz, TV, film, Spanish, classic rock, pop, and more. And this is taking place at Smith and Porter, 428 South 2nd Street in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we just also want to thank our listeners that tuned in last week as we had our interview with one of the co-captains of the University of Minnesota men's basketball team. That is grad transfer Taurus Samuels. We've gotten some great feedback from our listeners who were able to listen to the interview, whether live last week or via the KFIF. And we have had, as of a week, we have had about 1,600 views on the Filipino American National News' Facebook page of the interview. But for right now, we are going to play a track from the recently released newest CD from the Black Eyed Peas. And this CD came out on the 11th, which I believe was this past Friday. And this is their track entitled Filipina Queen, featuring J. Ray Soul.
Filipina Queen. Filipina Queen, Filipina Queen.
We're walking on a dream.
She my Filipina Queen. She my Filipina Queen. She my Filipina Queen. We walking on a dream. Got me walking on a cloud now. Brown Filipino, I'm proud now. I wanna show you love out loud. Girl, I think it's time to wear the crown now. Love you down, down, love you down, down. Love you all around like surround sound. Telling everybody, look what I found. Got a girl to lift me up, keep me on the ground. She my bebo, bebo. Real love on another level, level. I fell in love, but hello, hello. Girl, you my angel with a halo, halo. Always and forever, my whole kita. Be my pinay, be my buhay. Be my everything, don't be guy.
I will love you all night long. If you do not do me wrong, then I'll be your number one. Filipina, Filipina. I love you all night long. If you do not do me wrong, then I'll be your number one. Filipina, Filipina.
Filipina queen. Filipina queen. Filipina queen.
We're walking on a dream.
She my Filipina queen. She my Filipina queen. She my Filipina queen. We walking on a dream. Got me walking going sky high.
Got me linked up since the first try. We stay in sync, no bye-bye. Beanie, we connected like Wi-Fi. My P99, my P99. You my Jollibee, let me get some thigh thighs. Baby, give me hollow, make it supersize. Girl, you got me falling up like uprise. She my bebo. Real love on another level. I fell in love, but hello. Girl, you my angel with a halo. Always and forever, my whole kita. Be my P9, be my buhay. Be my everything, don't be guy.
I will love you all night long. If you do not do me wrong, then I'll be your number one. Filipina. I love you all night long. If you do not do me wrong, then I'll be your number one. Filipina.
Filipina queen. Filipina queen.
Walking on the train.
She my Filipina queen. She my Filipina queen. She my Filipina queen.
We walking on a dream.
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 And that was the Black Eyed Peas featuring J. Ray Soul with their newest song, Filipina Queen. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, online at www.kfai.org. /Filipino American National News. You can also hear us on the various KFAI apps on not only Google Play, but also the Apple Store. But for right now, we are going to head over to the first set of articles for the evening. And this first article comes from the philstar.com. At least two more typhoons are expected to hit the country before this month ends, according to Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Service Administration. PAGASA said the expected weather disturbances have higher chances of making landfall. It said state weather forecasters would continue to monitor these typhoons, which were expected to enter the Philippine Area of Responsibility, PAR, in the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, no low-pressure area or brewing storms has been monitored in and outside PAR, which means the country will experience generally fair weather in the coming days, state weather forecasters said. The Intertropical Convergence Zone, or meeting of winds from northern and southern hemispheres, is affecting Mindanao and will bring rain in some area of the island. Easterlies, or the warm and humid air from the Pacific Ocean, will affect Luzon and the Visayas and will bring scattered rain due to localized thunderstorms. Metro Manila is forecast to experience general fair weather in the next 3 days. Temperatures will range from 23 to 32 degrees Celsius, with higher chances of rain tomorrow. The northeast monsoon, or Amihan, will make Baguio City colder, with the temperatures ranging from 16 to 25 degrees. Partly cloudy skies with isolated light rain in the afternoon will prevail over the city. Bicol and Eastern Visayas, as well as Quezon provinces, will be cloudy with some rain due to the shear lines or the meeting of the Amahan and the Easterlies. Most parts of the Visayas and Mindanao will partly be cloudy with some rain, Bagasa said. And that was from the philstar.com. And this comes from the ukreinform.net. Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Dimitro Kobela, informed Secretary of Foreign Affairs of the Philippines, Enrique Manalo, about the intentions to open an embassy of Ukraine in Manila. I met with the Secretary of Foreign Affairs of the Philippines, Enrique Manalo, to inform him that the Ukraine is going to open an embassy in Manila to strengthen its ties with the Philippines and Asia. We discussed ways to develop political contacts and trade to ensure global food security, Kobela posted on Twitter. As reported, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dimitro Kobela, signed the Instrument of Accession to the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation in Southeast Asia on behalf of Ukraine during the Asian Summit in Cambodia on November the 10th. For right now, we are going to head back to our second song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Gabe Bondok, and the name of this track is entitled The Math.
Big brown eyes that stare into mine, seeing past all my doubts. Well, you're my peace of mind, know how to calm me down. As the world falls apart, will you know my heart? Nowhere to start. Oh, I've been everywhere, and I've seen everything, and I've traveled miles. More than I need, the way you take my hand as I fall off the path. Though you know the man, my other half. Oh no, I can't be myself with anyone but you. Oh no, I can't see myself with anyone but you. No, I won't take the hand of anyone else but you. Anyone but you. Oh no. I'm less than perfect. I don't always win when I try. I've just been second choice so many times in my life. But when you kiss my lips, oh, everything is set right. I can fight just in time. I'll tell you everything, anything that you ask. You let me be myself, I do away with the mask. You touch my face and I can finally feel how it feels to be real. Oh no, I can't be myself with anyone but you. Oh no, I can't see myself with anyone but you. No, I won't take the hand of anyone else but you. Anyone but you. I can't see myself anyone else but you.
And that was Gabe Bunduk with his song The Math. And we do have time for one last article from the news desk. And this comes from the Human Rights Watch, the HRW.org. The Philippines authorities responded with uncharacteristic speed to the fatal shooting of hard-hitting broadcast journalist Percival Babasab, popularly known as Percy Lapid. Within a month, officials had brought charges against the alleged gunman and several others, including a top Corrections Bureau official, for ordering the killing. But the case also stands for the grisly proof that many of the problems of the Philippines' justice system remains. Lapid, whose commentaries were aired on radio and online, was shot dead by a motorcycle-riding gunman on October 3rd near his home in Parañaque City in the capital region of Metro Manila. On October 17th, the alleged gunman, Joel Escorial, surrendered and identified cohorts in the crime, these including Cristalito Villamor Paliana, the alleged middleman in the contract to kill Lapid. Hours after Panala surrendered, he was killed inside the new Bilibid prison, which is run by the Corrections Bureau. Among those subsequently implicated for both killings were the prison's director, Gerald Batang, an appointee of former President Rodrigo Duterte, who has since been removed from his post. On November 7th, the Justice Department National Bureau of Investigation filed murder charges against Batang and several others. Lapid, on his radio and online show in September, had reportedly critically on Batang's lifestyle. He alleged that Batang owned a large house and at least 11 vehicles and questioned how the prison's director could afford those on a civil servant salary. The Justice Department said Lapid's reporting was an angle that they were pursuing as possible motive in the case. Since 1986, more than 200 journalists have been killed in the Philippines, mostly people working for radio stations in the provinces, not in the capital. Few cases have resulted in arrests, let alone been successfully prosecuted. The Philippines has had the dubious distinction of being one of those top countries over the years with the Committee to Protect Journalists. Lapid's investigation and prosecution could prove to be the impetus for the government of the Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. to attack journalists more seriously. Without accountability for such attacks, there can't be a genuine media freedom in the Philippines. And right now, we are going to end the show from an artist from our friends to the north in Canada. It's an artist by the name of M. Griner, and the name of this song is entitled Just For You. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Just friends, lovers no more. Just friends, but not like before. To think of what we've been, not to kiss again, seems like pretending it isn't the ending. Two friends drifting apart. two friends with one broken heart. We loved, we laughed, we cried. Suddenly love died, the story ended, but we're just friends.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
This is the Minnesota Dose on KFAI. The manufacturer of one of the new COVID-19 bivalent boosters is claiming a four-fold improvement in their shot's resulting volume of neutralizing antibodies. Pfizer recently updated their clinical research, stating that their new booster elicits a, quote, substantially higher immune response in adults compared to the original COVID-19 vaccine. Another source, a study conducted by researchers at Columbia and Michigan universities, shows that the new boosters are not any better than the original monovalent vaccine at increasing antibodies that fight subvariants. That study looked at the effects of both Pfizer and Moderna boosters and has not yet been peer-reviewed. Whether they're better or not, the bivalent boosters are the only boosters available, and because of waning immunity after an original vaccine series, we know that both old and new boosters have been effective in reducing likelihood of hospitalizations or death from COVID. That's all for now. For the Minnesota Dose on KFAI, I'm Ryan Dawes.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.